Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Hot metal slag likely ignited combustible materials and caused a fire early this morning at the Juneau landfill. Capital City Fire Rescue responded about 5:30 this morning to the structure fire at 5600 Tonsgaard Court. Assistant Fire Chief Todd Chambers says the former recycling center is what caught fire.
One of the workers that arrived and found the fire attempted to extinguish it with an extinguisher before we got there. Realized that it was more than that extinguisher could handle, backed out and called us.
The building is currently undergoing demolition.
The side that hadn't been demolished yet is the side that's closest to the office building, kind of where you drive over the scale. So that side hadn't been demolished yet. There's actually office space in there. There's a below-grade incinerator area that was there. So there was working space in there. And there is wooden structure that was inside.
According to the fire marshal's office, a likely culprit of the fire was metal torch cutting. Hot slag material dropped down and caused combustible materials to smolder, which in turn flared up and ignited the wooden structure. Fire crews managed to get the fire out in under 30 minutes. Elsewhere, two large fires near the small community of Telegraph Creek on the Stikeen River in British Columbia have joined into one fire and are burning out of control. Telegraph Creek is 160 miles up the Stikeen River from the community of Wrangell, and residents in Telegraph Creek were evacuated Sunday to Dease Lake, Iskoot, and Terrace. The fires, started by lightning, were first discovered August 1st. Jody Lucius is Fire Information Officer with the BC Wildfire Service.
Yeah, so the fire is still growing and it is still considered out of control. Crews are working, of course, to improve the containment on that fire if at all possible, but it is continuing to show aggressive fire behavior, and with winds in the area is still growing and challenging those suppression efforts.
At least 27 buildings have burned or been damaged by the wildfires. No injuries or deaths have been reported yet. Power was out in Telegraph Creek, but crews are working to restore electricity. Focus for firefighters is to protect other buildings and culturally significant sites in Telegraph Creek. Here in Juneau, officials are at odds with the owners of a house that has long had a driveway running through a city park. The City Parks and Recreation Department has $90,000 to spend on rebuilding the playground in Chicken Yard Park in downtown, but it's considering scrapping the park unless the driveway issue is resolved. Parks and Recreation Director George Schaff says an ordinance prohibits vehicles driving through the park, but the owners say they've been allowed to do it for years. And a national group is spending $3 million to support and elect independents, but not everyone wants their help. The group Unite America says it's time state legislatures reflect record high proportions of citizens identifying as independents. But some independents are conflicted about taking so-called dark money, contributions from groups such as nonprofits that don't have to disclose their donors under federal law.